November 1st, 1966. Yes, it was All Saints' Day, as every November 1st is. But that November 1st, in 1966, was especially important to Louisianians because the NFL awarded its 16th franchise to New Orleans. On that date, and to no one's surprise, the team was named the Saints. Our first team included future Hall of Famers Jim Taylor, an LSU great, and defensive end Doug Atkins. The average attendance per game was remarkable that year. Over 75,000 people per game that first season in Tulane Stadium. We didn't win a lot. And in the late 70s, with Archie Manning as our quarterback, we even went 1-15. You might remember the days where people wore bags over their heads and called them the Aints. But their fans kept coming. Their faithful support kept the team going. They kept the team playing right up until Peyton and Breeze brought us a Super Bowl victory in 2010. And it is our bye week this week. So this may be the first Sunday in a while that everyone isn't decked out in black and gold and fleur-de-lis and jerseys. But even without all of our gear on, we all know we're Saints fans. But have you ever thought of yourself as a saint? We place the concept of sainthood on an elevated moral pedestal. And we like to think of saints as heroes. And I think we do this because it absolves us of responsibility. Those kinds of saints are out of touch with real life. What does a saint know about paying a mortgage on time? Or what does a hero know about fixing flat tires or going through a divorce or getting diagnosed with cancer? Saints don't know what real life is like. This is what we tell ourselves to keep a safe distance between ourselves and sainthood. But the original use of the term saints, particularly by Paul, meant to indicate all of the faithful gathered to worship God, all who sought to live as Christ lived. Today's just not about mystic heroes of faith that we find in our scriptures. It's not some saints' day. This is All Saints' Day. And we celebrate those who keep our church going and serving and growing. These people whose pictures line our altar rail and our altar, these people, they served us and they taught us. They encouraged us. They showed mercy to many of us and they gave. They gave during their lives and they gave at the end of their journey so that this community of saints could continue to serve the cause of Christ after their lifetime. So today we give thanks for these people and all who have gone before us. And this is what today comes down to. Thanks and gratitude. There's no better month to focus on giving thanks than November. In this month at church, we'll be focusing on Thanksgiving, where we're challenging ourselves to be grateful and to give back to others and the church. Our main focus is on gratitude and generosity. Gratitude isn't that kind of Miss Manners gratitude, not the polite thank you note that your mom said you had to send out within a certain number of days. Gratitude isn't a mood that rises up spontaneously the way a craving for ice cream or a swirl of romantic desire might. Gratitude is a choice. We can choose to look at life and be content and grateful, or we can choose to complain, to find fault, and desire for more and newer stuff, assuming that we deserve more. Gratitude is a discipline, a habit, and it isn't natural, although I wish it was. But we learn gratitude over time. Children are taught it, and so are grown-ups. We have to choose gratitude, and then choose it again, and then after some time, it turns out that we, in fact, are or have become a grateful person. Thus, a person of peace, a person not easily thrown off balance, a person others enjoy being around, a person pleasing to Jesus. Studies show that gratitude increases happiness and well-being, that it improves mental and physical health, and that it is a key in strengthening marriages and other relationships. Scripture speaks to the importance of gratitude in developing a deep and meaningful spiritual life. And if we want to be the kind of people who live with thankful hearts and a giving spirit, then we have to start with gratitude, which takes us to our spiritual practice for the month, or our monthly challenge, if you will. So for the next 4 weeks, or if that seems way too long, maybe just 1 week, and you can decide if you want to up it to another week next week. But for the next 4 weeks, I invite you to make a list, to literally write down or type out what you're grateful for each day. Creating a gratitude list is a powerful spiritual exercise. Today, start by making a list of 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. 3 to 5 things that make life wonderful. It can include things like your loved ones, material provisions, opportunities you've been given, things in the created natural world, things you love, something special you feel that God has done just for you. And I'll be honest, the first few days of making a gratitude list are really easy for most of us. We'll fill them up with our loved ones and a few other obvious things. But when you get to 20 or 30 items, sometimes we find the list gets a little harder to create each day. Especially when we're trying to write down things from that day that we're thankful for. So pay attention to the details of your life. Look for the hidden things. Take notice of all those wonderful things that we so easily overlook. Start small. 3 to 5 things you're grateful for today. 3 to 5 tomorrow, 3 to 5 the next day, and so on. And by the time we get to Thanksgiving Day, you should have a list of nearly 100 things that you're grateful for. 100 things. That's a lot of reason to give thanks. Back in 2014, I was part of this program called the Academy for Spiritual Leadership. It was the first time that I'd ever been told to make a gratitude list. And I was partnered with someone in my group, and we held each other accountable each day for this very same exercise. I'm the type of person that needs accountability, because on my own, I don't know that I would actually pull out a sheet of paper and write these down. Instead, I would say them in my brain quickly before I went to bed and then forget about them. So, every day for almost 2 months, we would either email or text each other what we were grateful for. And so I thought I would share a few of the things I was grateful for 5 years ago this week. Swings, gathering with colleagues, cucumbers, state parks, tiny frogs, fever-reducing medicine, and a job that has the privilege of sick days. It was really fun to go back through those emails from 5 years ago and see what all I was grateful for during that time. And what I was reminded of as I read through my old gratitude list was one, that I had a cold 5 years ago today, which I never would have known, but also that this exercise really shifted the way I saw and encountered the world around me. Giving thanks for medicine and time off, instead of the fact that I'm sure I had Kleenex shoved up my nose as I tried to sleep at night. It opened my eyes to see the good around me, helped me see what I treasured most in life. And in that spirit of gratitude, on this All Saints Sunday, we ask, what have the saints of the church given us? What have the saints of this church left us with? They taught us in Sunday school. They raised us in faith. They gifted us with this beautiful sanctuary built in the 1920s. And I found out that our original church is somewhere in the river now. Apparently, it was like really on the point, and the river changed course, and I heard that it went by way of the river. Who knows? But needless to say, after rivers changing course and storms and fires, we have this beautiful worship space. And our education building, where our nursery is and where our Mother's Day Out gathers 3 days a week, where Vacation Bible School takes place. We've been left with a lot from the saints. And so how can we honor what the saints have left us? I think by using this building to the best of our ability, by filling the pews, by bringing children to Sunday school, by worshiping here and living into our faith, living into the legacy that they left for us, but also by taking care of the building they left for us, by giving to the church financially so that the building can be cared for and kept up, by giving to the church so that not only we continue the ministries that we currently have, but that we can enhance them, doing more to reach out to the families on the point and those who are in need just beyond our walls. This month, leading up to Thanksgiving, my sister told me it's a great time to teach kids about gratitude and giving. She said December is a month that's all about receiving and commercialism in kids' minds. To which I clarified, not just kids here. We all need that reminder to be thankful so that we can open ourselves up to the spirit of giving. So this week, you'll receive a letter in the mail talking about our month-long focus on Thanksgiving, on gratitude, and on generosity. This letter encourages you to look over your own gratitude list and to focus on what you're most thankful for. There's also a commitment card in that letter for you to prayerfully consider how you and your family might set a goal for giving to this church during the next year. But know that this is a card between you and God. We're asking that these cards be returned to the church on Sunday, November 17th, in a self-addressed sealed envelope. I won't open the commitment cards, and no one else will either. They'll sit in a place in my office until next fall when I mail them back to you, to remind you of the commitment you've made throughout the year. So what type of legacy are we leaving for others? when we realize all that has been left to us, we're grateful. And it prompts us to ask, how can we leave our mark on this community? How can we honor the legacy of those saints who have gone before us? For me, it all starts with gratitude and grows from there. So this week, think of a loved one who has passed away and think about the legacy that they've left for you. Think about what character trait they had that you most admired and live into that. Honor them with your actions. Honor them with your giving. Honor them with your gratitude. Amen.